Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Rees, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Julie Caperton. How are you, Julie?
I'm great, Robert. It's great to see you.
A pleasure to see you again. And Julie is the head of the private bank at Wells Fargo. So let's talk about what differentiates you. There's over 10,000 banks and financial institutions in America. Obviously, Wells Fargo has a storied history. But talk about today, what is different about the Wells Fargo private bank?
What is special about the private bank at Wells Fargo is two things. One is that we truly have full platform capabilities. We're very fortunate in that we're one of a very small number of financial institutions that have full platform capabilities across a commercial bank, an investment bank, as well as a wealth business. And so we really can provide that holistic advice to our clients and look at them across their business and their personal life. So the full platform capabilities is one differentiator. And then the other one really is our people. You know, I believe that products become more and more commoditized over time. And even if you come up with a really innovative product, most of the bulge bracket firms can replicate it in a relatively quick period of time. So the insight that is delivered and that specialized advice that is based on a really deep understanding of our clients' goals and our clients' personal balance sheets, that's really what makes us special.
And Wells Fargo has been, to a certain degree, the private bank for CEOs, and you're working with many, many CEOs. Talk about your model for CEOs and your philosophy.
Whether it be for public CEOs who really carry with them their own special concerns and interests on stock concentrations, or whether it be with private company CEOs, given our strength across middle market, commercial banking, middle market investment banking, as well as investment banking in the public sector, we really have that full platform capabilities and the ability to look across and really look at a CEO both in terms of what they need for their company and what they need for their personal financial strength and their family legacy. Great example, I was actually at an event last week that had about 100 CEOs of privately held companies, and I was meeting with different people, and what really resonates with them is our ability to look at their company and look at the profile of their company, and whether that be just a dividending strategy or potentially, you know, a more significant liquidity event, we're able to look at that and factor that in when we look at their personal balance sheet and financial statement so that we really can look at that holistic picture. I find that CEOs are incredibly busy people, and the reality is their personal balance sheet often falls to the bottom of the to-do list. And there's nothing more important than the legacy that they'll leave for their families and for the philanthropies that they want to sponsor. And so my big encouragement for all CEOs really is to spend as much time thinking about the strategy and goals that you have for yourself personally as you do for your company, and spend as much time thinking about your personal balance sheet as you do your company's balance sheet, and really making sure that you've surrounded yourself with the right advisors to make those decisions.
And it really sounds like it boils down to three things of investments, lending, and then the philanthropies, because CEOs are so frequently involved in giving back in philanthropies.
Absolutely. And one of the things I'm proudest of is that we've consistently been ranked, you know, the strongest private bank in the philanthropy space. We spend a lot of time with our clients talking about philanthropy and how to move from an environment where you're responsive, so you're just responding by writing checks to different people who ask you to sponsor a different event or a charitable institution, moving from that to really thinking about what is the legacy you want to create, what's a consistent theme in your philanthropy, what's something that you have a passion for, and how do you really make sure that you're making an impact on that passion project as opposed to just being responsive.
And one other thing I read recently was in LinkedIn, it had Wells Fargo. They were like the top 50 companies that people can build a career at. And you're actually number two.
Exactly. Again, something that we're incredibly proud of and really talks about, you know, to me, it speaks to the entrepreneurial spirit at Wells Fargo, the ability to really take advantage of all of the products and services and breadth of Wells Fargo, but make it your own and really take that and help you build your own career path by factoring in and taking advantage of all those different things, but really making it your own and really creating that client-centric and employee-centric environment where you can serve clients and grow your business.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Julie Caperton, who is the head of the private bank at Wells Fargo. And now I want to shift to something a little more personal. You were involved with something that was really historic back in 2008. And not many people know, because at the time you were a middle manager in investment banking. But talk behind the scenes, the story people really don't know. And I know, Julie, that you're very humble, but tell the real story of what happened with Wachovia.
So I ended up in a very interesting intersection at Wachovia. I had been a lawyer for a number of years, a lawyer who concentrated on structured products in the mortgage space and CDOs and derivatives. And I moved into a role where I was running, you know, really the workout team for structured products, right leading into the financial crisis. So I was responsible for bankruptcies and failed transactions and really working them out in order to maximize the recovery for the firm and for any other investors in the transactions. And really, you know, when you think about structured products, the mortgage-backed world, the CDOs and CLOs, and really even CMBS leading into that environment, that was kind of the center of the bullseye for a lot of the issues, not only that Wachovia had, but other firms as well. And so really at the tail end of Wachovia, I was, you know, call it the tip of the spear for the due diligence efforts for all of the different potential acquisition partners that we were working with over the series of weekends. So really, you know, we would work during the course of the week to make sure that we were still able to fund ourselves and able to, you know, serve clients and just run the business. And then starting at the close on every Friday, we would pair off with a potential acquisition partner and spend the weekend, you know, trying to get ourselves sold. And that continued for about 5 weekends until, you know, the infamous weekend where it was going to be Wells, it was going to be Citi, then it was going to be, you know, Citi that gets announced. And really just a couple days later, Wells came back in and delivered a more powerful bid that was more palatable, really, not only to the Wachovia shareholders, but also to the FDIC.
And what lessons do you have on integrating the cultures?
Really large company integrations are incredibly difficult, but I think if you treat it with a level of respect and understanding for the other cultures that are coming together, that's really the secret sauce. Open communication, candor, authenticity, and respect, and you really can get through just about anything if you approach it in that way.
What is your vision for the private bank at Wells Fargo?
My vision is to create the most client-centric environment that we could possibly create. One of the challenges in the wealth industry is that a lot of firms have a multi-channel approach, which we do too. And a multi-channel approach is great because that means that clients can be served in a variety of different ways and they can be served in whatever way resonates with them. And advisors can serve clients in a variety of ways and whatever resonates with them. However, it's really important to not let those organizational lines impact the client experience or the client's ability to access products and services. So one of the things that I have an absolute passion about is to make sure that you're looking through to the client and understanding that client's complexity, size and scale of their relationship and their needs, and then meeting that client where they are right alongside their advisor with all the products and services that they need in order to reach, achieve their financial goals and really create that legacy for themselves and their family.
So thank you. And Julie, that's really a part of history of America and the world. And we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to hear another personal side, which is a transformative moment that you had that led you to your career. So back in a few, we're going to take a commercial break now.
Have you ever wondered how confectionaries are made, how spirits are distilled, or how scallops are harvested? Well, I'm Karen Antonini, the host of the Cultivated by Karen show. Each week, we'll take you around the world from the shores of Nantucket to the hills of Donegal to the Douro Valley. Our guests share their inspiring journeys, recipes, tips, insights, and more. Find us on Apple Podcasts, iHeart, and Spotify. If you enjoy the show, please don't forget to subscribe and like. Follow us at Cultivated by Karen show on Instagram.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Robert Reese back on the CEO Show, and we're here with Julie Caperton, who is the head of the private bank at Wells Fargo. Good to have you back on the show, Julie.
It's wonderful to be here.
And Julie just told a story that not many people know behind the scenes, because she was one of the key people involved with Wachovia, Wells Fargo Alliance. And now I want to ask you about another moment you had in your life. What was a transformative moment you had that really shaped who you are and helped lead you in the career you have?
I had actually a major house fire in my family. At the time, my children were still quite young, and we were, you know, asleep in our beds and had a fire. We actually had another family visiting with us, and we, you know, ran out of our house with the clothes on our backs and not much else, and then, you know, proceeded to stand and watch our house burn for a number of hours, and really, you know, had to go back and not only rebuild our house, but purchase literally every item that we ever had. We lost nearly everything. And I think, you know, really it taught me a couple of different things coming out of that. One is just like the perseverance and what you can actually accomplish when you put your mind to it. You know, I needed to make sure that my family was stable and my children were okay, and really just like had a huge amount of work to do between me and my husband, you know, rebuilding that. But right before that happened, I had been just given a pretty significant promotion, and it had already been announced. And so, you know, the company really couldn't go back and say, let's hit the pause button and give you a little more time in order to work through the personal side. I kind of had to do both at the same time. There really just wasn't an option. And it helps you prioritize. It helps you think about what's most important. It helps you balance and juggle a lot. And so, you know, as difficult as that time frame was, you know, I think I gained tremendous perspective. And frankly, my children gained incredible perspective about what's important in life. You know, of anything that we could get back, you know, family photos and some of the things like that would be way more important than, you know, game consoles or clothes or fancy shoes. It's just the perspective gained.
My gosh, I can't even imagine what it's like standing out there and watching that at your house. And then you're rushing to get your family.
When I think back on it, it's almost like it didn't happen to me. Like it almost feels like I that can't have happened, but it did.
So when people go through intense moments, it usually shapes their character and shapes their leadership. You told how it shaped your character a little bit. How has it shaped your leadership?
It gave me an added lens of what I would call, you know, no-nonsense authenticity. That perspective that I have about what's important, it carries over into the workplace. And what's really important in the workplace is strong communication, strong relationships, and authenticity. As a leader and as a colleague, I find that I find it very easy to just be straightforward and just to say, I'm not seeing that in exactly the same way that you are. Let's talk that through. Because, you know, life is short, and understanding other people's priorities and just moving through issues, you're so much better served just tackling things head on. I always tell people who are new managers, if you think you might be doing someone a kindness by not addressing something or tackling something head on, but the reality is you're just making it harder. Because if you bring it up in the third conversation as opposed to the first, the person will kind of be thinking, well, has she always been thinking that? Why didn't she ever mention that before? It's so much easier to address any sort of difference out of the gate and just make it clear that you have a different perspective and you'd like to hear their perspective and talk that through.
It's tremendous what you're saying. And there's definitely such a leadership value that people want a leader like that. But also I'm thinking as being like the private bank for CEOs. Look, I know more CEOs than the average bear. I've interviewed 1,000 of the top CEOs. CEOs want that. They hate when you're not direct with them. They want to be hit over the head. So they must love all the time when you're so direct with them.
Absolutely. You know, again, very busy people. They want you to be concise and to the point and just tell it like it is.
And I'm thinking that maybe something put from this whole experience with the house burning down, something visceral about paying it forward. And talk about how that ties into your life in terms of paying it forward.
You know, I think that that really is rooted even further back in my, you know, beginning. I was the first person in my entire family to go to a 4-year college and go to graduate school. And that was really hard. I felt like many times I was trying to find my own way. And then, you know, really going into the financial industry and investment banking for the majority of my career, I was the only woman. And so I found myself oftentimes having a harder time because I was trying to figure things out for myself. And so one of my personal philosophies now is really to pay that forward and to look for opportunities where I can help people who maybe are the first person in their family to go to college and they don't understand the lay of the land. They don't even know how to go about selecting classes or planning for a major. And then similarly in the workplace, when I see people, women or minorities who maybe feel like they don't have the same network or the same ability to create that network, I really try to go out of my way to make myself available to people. And whether that be, you know, volunteering my time and interviewing candidates for scholarships that are first time college students, you know, my husband and I, you know, dedicating our own personal funds to funding scholarship opportunities, or, you know, really just interviewing and bringing interns on board and spending a lot of time with them, making sure that they have a level playing field and have the ability to succeed.
Are there any specific piece of advice you have for women? As you and I have spoken before, one of the most important things to me is to get more women CEOs. And you work with CEOs all the time. Any advice?
One thing I would say, and this is particularly to women in the middle part of their career, is don't give up. There are ways to create balance. If you're really good, your boss and your boss's boss and everyone that surrounds you desperately wants you to stay in the workforce. And so before you conclude that there's not a way to go forward and, you know, have it all, there's not a way to have it all. You have to always make trade-offs, but work with the people around you and try to find a way to create that balance while not giving up your career. That's one piece of advice. And then the other is just to really own your own space. Early on in my career, I found all too often I would be sitting in a room and people would be discussing an issue and I would be sitting there thinking, well, isn't the answer to do this? But like, clearly if I've come up with that can't be the answer. It can't be that easy, or else someone else, someone more senior, someone more experienced would have come up with that answer. And then sure enough, you know, I did have the answer. It's just that I was bringing a different perspective to it. So, you know, I really encourage people to kind of own their space. If you have an idea, feel comfortable floating it. Not every idea is going to be the right idea, but you're there for a reason. And you should own that and feel confident in it.
And there you have it. Julie, a real pleasure having you on the CEO show.
It's wonderful to be here. Thank you, Robert. It's great to see you again.
And everyone, think about this. If you want to deal with CEOs or even just be a great leader, it's all about what Julie Caperton has told us. No-nonsense authenticity.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Mark Newman. How are you, Mark?
I'm great, Robert, and thanks for having me. Great to talk to you today.
And Mark Newman is the CEO of Chemours. This is about a $6 billion company with about 6,500 employees, a leader in the chemical industry. Talk about what Chemours is, your emergence as a company, and what your business model is.
Chemours has been a public company for the last 6 years. We came out of the DuPont company. We have four industry-leading businesses. Our three primary businesses are our titanium dioxide or titanium technologies business, our thermal and specialized solutions, think refrigerants, and our advanced performance materials, which has a range of polymers for very specialized applications. So, as you said, about $6 billion in revenue, three key businesses, 6,500 employees around the globe.
And what's interesting is this is your third chair because you were COO, CFO, and now in 2021, CEO. Talk about what you learned in the organization being COO and then what your perspective was as CFO and then as CEO, because very few people get to talk from those three different vantage points.
It's been a great journey. And, you know, in the early days, as CFO, as how I joined the company to take it public, we had a lot of some difficult choices on portfolio. And you know, to get our balance sheet in a much better state than where we started life. With that behind us, you know, I transitioned into the COO role. And I would say in the last 2 years, really focused on ensuring we had clear business strategies for our three principal businesses and that we had clear accountability for execution against those three strategies. I'd say more recently, I was appointed CEO in July. I've been more focused now on how do we grow this company and how do we do it by having all 6,500 employees engaged, empowered, and realizing their own growth potential as professionals.
Any key hints you have of how to do that?
It's certainly, you know, from a philosophy perspective, leadership philosophy, I've committed to lead the organization with candor, with compassion, and with courage. You know, we have had to make a lot of tough choices, and I think getting to the truth is only a matter of time. And as a leader, if you can encourage folks to bring up the tough issues quickly, that makes a lot of difference. At the end of the day, we're all people, so the compassion element really is about meeting people where they are. And then courage is really, in my view, about how do you step up to make bold decisions? And there's so many areas in business today where I think leaders have to make tough choices to do the right thing.
Let's talk about those bold decisions, and I like your candor, compassion, and courage. Were all of those involved as CFO and then COO and then CEO, or is this strictly you're saying as a CEO, this is where I need to go and it's different? Because that, when you talk about leadership, very few people have that exact background you have of the three legs of the table.
Robert, I would say, you know, coming into the CEO role, I had a lot of inbound messages from employees who were really excited about my appointment. And in those conversations, folks started to ask, well, what can we expect from you as our new CEO? And you know, I gave it a lot of thought about how I wanted to lead and how I want people to interact with me throughout the organization. And I would say I'm in my third month in the new role, but it's been very rewarding so far. And I'm encouraging us all as leaders to approach leadership in this way.
Any particular story of something happened that taught you a leadership lesson that ties into your business model?
I think the one thing that I've learned in my career, and especially in my career at Chemours, is that Making tough decisions early gives you options to do even more stuff. And I think a lot of us in life don't underestimate the value of time and the optionality that comes with time. We have a bit of a saying here at Chemours that 1 year in Chemours is like a dog year. It's like 7 years. and it's really just an indication of the speed at which we've had to deal with a number of tough choices in terms of how we were structured, you know, things that we needed to change as a new chemical company.
When you look at your first year goals, you're 3 months in, but you've been with the organization really for some time now. What is it you hope most to accomplish? When, let's say, if we were to sit back again, you know, at the end of 2022?
I'm really focused, having taken on the role mid-year on July 1, I'm really focused on ensuring we have a smooth transition from a leadership perspective. We're having a great year. I want to deliver a great year, and this team is fully committed to doing that. And to build momentum as we go into 2022, to really start to realize the full potential of our three principal businesses. And I'd say all of these businesses have significant upside from where they are today. And so it's how do we get every employee engaged in delivering a great year this year and building on that momentum to realize the full potential of Chemours and our three principal businesses in the coming years.
So how do you do that? How do you engage everyone? How do you really build the talent and build retention to a company where 1 year is like 7 years?
I will just start the question by saying that acquiring talent or human capital today, to me, is job one. You know, when we started, we had a number of balance sheet problems, and we had to really focus on conserving cash and retaining access to cash. But what I say to folks today is human capital is actually more scarce than financial capital. And so we spend a disproportionate amount of time on how do we attract, retain, develop, you know, the best talent. I'm proud to tell you the Chemours executive team is 44% female. Two of our three business unit presidents are women. And, you know, there's of our eight CE team members, three are people of color. So we have a huge focus in Chemours on equity, inclusion, and diversity. And it really starts with me. It starts with our executive team. And it's part of our corporate responsibility commitments around gender equity and around racial equity in the company.
You obviously have this deep passion belief about gender equity and diversity. Are there any best practices that you have that other CEOs could learn from you?
I believe this is something that needs to be, you need to walk the talk. And so I could get up and talk to line managers, first line supervisors at our operating facilities about the importance of that. And they would then look at my direct report team. So I made a very conscious decision early on as I was building the leadership team here at Chemours to really focus on this issue. It requires, like any good thing, it requires investment. And it requires developing a pipeline. And so my learning, as it relates to, if I focus first on the women leaders in our company, is the importance of giving people opportunities early on. What I like to call cross-pollination, stretch assignments that seem to go way beyond the person's capability once you understand how capable they really are. And I think it's a combination of that type of activity that ends up with a very rich pipeline from which you can pick, you know, the most capable candidates. And in this case, they happen to be women.
We're about to take a commercial break. And when we come back with Mark Newman, we're going to talk about the next step of what you're talking about, which is really sustainability and how you build a sustainable company.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Robert Greese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have changed the fabric of America. We're here today with Mark Newman, who is the CEO of Chemours, which is a leading chemical company, about $6 billion, 6,500 people. And here's something we were speaking about before. When you look at capital, human capital is more valuable than or more important than financial capital. So now let's go into something that's of importance to almost everyone, but even more so to the whole world, which is what you're doing in sustainability. And I know you've taken a real lead on that in looking at what can a chemical company do.
Back in 2018, 3 years ago, we adopted 10 corporate responsibility commitments, or CRCs as we call them internally. And they were really around a shared planet, inspired people, and an evolved portfolio. So we took three important areas. One really about the environmental signature of our manufacturing and of our activity. The other around our impact on society, you know, where we deal with things like equity and inclusion. And then the third, you know, how could we focus our product portfolio on aspects that actually improve the planet, make the planet more sustainable? So, for example, in our product area, we're focused on the Nafion membrane for the hydrogen economy. We're focused on low global warming refrigerants. These are the kind of things that, from a product perspective, make our portfolio more sustainable.
How about from a personal standpoint? You came in and you had executive roles. Why is what you're doing in sustainability important to you personally?
You know, I just think it's good business. I think it makes sense, and it's a differentiator as it relates to how we're viewed by our stakeholders, whether it's access to capital or access to the best talent. I've been involved with some significant hiring decisions this year where, you know, folks are coming to work for Chemours, which is a $6 billion company, when they have opportunities in much larger companies. And what they tell me is, you know, I'm very intrigued by the focus Chemours has on corporate responsibility. I'm very intrigued by the fact that you're talking about sustainability and taking actions against your corporate responsibility commitments. I'm very intrigued that you're even aware of, you know, a circular economy, and you're thinking about end of life on a number of your products. So to me, more and more, it's becoming a differentiator in terms of attracting and retaining the best talent and attracting and retaining high-quality investors in the company.
Now, does it differ any in talent when you're looking at the millennials or at younger people or at older people? How does this hit people in terms of your commitment to sustainability?
Our chief sustainability officer, Cheryl Telford, is about my age, and she's as enthusiastic as many millennials that I meet. Clearly, as I talk to all of our employees across the globe, it almost doesn't matter where you are. You know, I talk to employees in mainland China. I talk to employees in Europe and the U.S. And they're all excited about our corporate responsibility commitments and how we're embedding sustainability in our strategy. And yes, I would say among the next generation, especially millennials, it almost is a cost of entry. If your company is not interested in the welfare of the planet, they're probably not interested in working for you.
It's a strong statement.
It's true, though.
You're a global organization, but let's talk about what you're doing locally, specifically with one of your core drivers in your three business units, which is sustainability. And if you could talk to how that connects with the younger crowd.
We are very focused on an aspect of our sustainability ethos to have vibrant communities and to be a trusted member of every community in which Chemours operates. First off, we put our corporate headquarters in downtown Wilmington, and Wilmington as a city in Delaware has its challenges. We're hugely involved with United Way, and over and above that, we decided to appoint Martin Luther King Day as a day of service. When we send out the sign-up sheet electronically, it is filled within minutes. And so we have hundreds of employees who are signing up to go out and do something in the community. And I can tell you, it's hugely popular with, you know, every group of employees, but it's very popular with younger employees who believe it's part of every company to give back in communities. So we're very involved. And during COVID-19, I can't tell you how many different communities where we were actively involved in helping out. We help out in flooding. We had flooding a couple of weeks ago in Tennessee. We gave many employees days of service to volunteer to help people who are impacted by the floods to rebuild and to cope with the flooding.
I'm very impressed, I have to say, with what you've done with Martin Luther King Day, how three of your eight executives are people of color, how I think you said 44% are women. You're really setting a good standard.
We're passionate about it. To be honest, I was born to a Jamaican father and a Canadian mother, so... You know, I think early on in life, I understood the power of diversity as a child growing up. So it's been an important lesson for me.
Let's end on your final vision for Chemours. This is a company that came out of DuPont and is at the center of society and the economy. What is your vision?
My vision for Chemours is that we can shape the future of the world through the power of our chemistry. We're working on so many exciting things that are driven by our understanding of chemistry, whether it's how we make hydrogen competitive, how we enable high-speed data, and then how we enable so many good social benefits from Chemours being in existence. So, to me, that's the essence of my vision, is that we can shape the future of the world through our chemistry. And we're going to do that through the power and through the empowerment of our 6,500 amazing employees.
And there you have it. A pleasure having you on the CEO show, Mark.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.